But what I'm telling you is there's some a little bit of contrary in here this morning, all right? A little contrary in the message. So you might be thinking one way and it'll hit you another way, and all of a sudden you said hallelujah to something. You're like, Oh, never mind. All right, y'all ready? Title of this message is, give them a good taste of what you have. Give them a good taste of what you have. You ever ate anything that's good and told somebody you was with, you got to try this? Maybe they got something else, and you know, and it was all right, but you got something that was good, and you tried something different, and you taste it, and you go, you got it, and you don't even care. You even share the same spoon. My wife will do that. You need to try this, or I'll do that to her. You got to have a butt of that. Does anybody else do that, or am I speaking to nobody? All right, good. That's who we are as believers. This is so good. We got to give somebody else a taste of it. Amen. Maybe we'll find that somewhere in this message. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. This is not a commandment. It's too vague. Start out that way. Not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you say the day approaching. I love this verse, but it's not a commandment. It's just too vague. And it's to Jewish Christians. And it's also to us. It's encouraging us to get together and assemble together. Until I get to those three, I want to get there for you, because this is not speaking of as a believer and someone who's in love. Feel pretty good to come up anyway. Amen? 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 Ain't that cool? And when you see somebody who comes in on crutches, or who's somebody who comes in on a scooter, or somebody who comes in a wheelchair, or somebody who comes with a limp, or somebody who comes in here like that, and that reminds you that they got up this morning and they said, how do I of it. They you think, man, I'd like to be at home in the bed. They're tired of being in the bed. They're tired of sitting idly by. And there's some other people here this morning who, when you look at them on the outside, they look just like us, they walk like us, they talk like us, but guess what? They've got some hurt in their heart. They've lost somebody. They've lost a loved one. They've had some bad news. They've had some news that's rocked their world. Amen? And they're scared and they're frustrated and they don't know what to do and they don't know what God's doing, but you know what they did anyway? They came anyway. And then one day when you're in that same shape, you've never been there before, you can look over to them and say, just keep coming, it's going to help you out. Amen? Are you good? Is this kind of rowing in your boat now? Are we in the right area? I want you to hear this because it's true. Amen? And there's some people in here, they're sitting here and you don't even know it. Amen? They're here. Some people are here and they're hurt. They're hurt and they're mad and they're upset. They don't even know why they're here. You know what? They're here anyway. It's good, ain't it? All right, let's go on. I love this kind of stuff. Kind of reminds me, wait a minute, you know who's in the field? There's other people like you, and you know what? You encourage each other, and it kind of reminded me when I was writing it out in a flurry this morning, it reminded me of when Mary was encouraged to go see Elizabeth. Amen? Mary had a miracle baby named Jesus, amen? And Elizabeth had a miracle baby named John. And the angel didn't say, Mary, get yourself up there and be with Elizabeth. He didn't say that. You know what he said? Your cousin Elizabeth, she is with child as well. I'm just letting you know. You don't have to go up there, but it'll be better to you to go up there than for you to stay where you're at. Because if you stay where you're at, has anybody took any heat for carrying Jesus? Sometimes you got to get around somebody else who's carrying some Jesus too, or a miraculous thing as well. See, Mary was carrying John the Baptist, which is the forerunner of Christ, the one who would cry out for Christ. Guess what? Listen, all of a sudden, Mary, she went up there instead of staying at home and hanging out with a bunch of people who didn't know what was going on the inside. She didn't get a commandment to go. She got encouragement to go. Some of you need to encourage some people. I'll get into that in a minute. But Mary came to the house and said, salutations. What'd she say? Hey, I'm here. Amen? That's my translation, not any other. Hey, I'm here. And all of a sudden, it was pronounced that she was there, and the babe that was in Elizabeth's belly leapt. Y'all might not like this, but she was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? Now listen, this is prior to anything else being told or said, but listen, Mary is carrying Jesus, and she's walking towards the house, and she says, hey, I'm here, and all of a sudden, John leapt in the womb. She was filled with the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, she started praising, Elizabeth started praising what was going on in Mary's life. That's what you need. We praise here, we worship here, because we want to glorify the thing that's going on in your life, not make it harder for you to be one. Woo! Some people make it hard to be a Christian. Amen? I got 3 points for you, and we'll get out of here because I don't know what else to do but give you 3 good points. Do you have what others want? Point number one, do you have what others want? Do you have anything anybody else wants? Now, you might think so, but I'm talking about how they respond to you. Here's what I wrote it down as. Do you have the goods? Amen? Do you have love? Do you love people that it's so infectious they got to figure out why you love them despite of how they do you, how they treat you, how they say about you? You love them despite of that, and you're willing to love them and not seek anything in return. Do you have that kind of crazy, radical love going on in your life that people who should, that you should hate, look at you and go, why you keep loving me? Amen? Do you have forgiveness? We can stop right there. Do you have forgiveness? And I'm not talking about forgiveness that we get. I'm talking about forgiveness where you say, it's paid for, it's done, it's over, and I'm not going to bring it up again. Do you have that kind of forgiveness? And do people notice that about you? Because guess what? I have a suspicion that's what the thief on the cross that seen Jesus hanging there, I think that's what tipped the scales for him is when he said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. I believe he looked over and said, wait a minute. I belong here, and I can't forgive. Hey, some of you belong in the mess you're in, and you still can't forgive people. But guess what? How about somebody who don't belong there who's forgiven them already? Amen? Does anybody notice that about you? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people because that's the important part. You can tell everybody how great you are, but do you have somebody? Does anybody follow you? Are they following you to the house of God? Or are you turning them off? Amen? Do you got peace? Amen? Do you got peace? Peace that passes all understanding. When all other news, when the news comes, when the bad news comes, when the hard times come, you glorify God instead of questioning God. You trust God instead of turning on God. You don't get mad, you get closer. You don't get mad. You get in deeper relationship with him. You want to hear closer to him. Now, yeah, you've got some feelings, you've got some emotions, and your mind's running a million miles an hour, but you still draw closer for some reason. I wish I could get an amen right there, amen? It wouldn't hurt none of you to say amen right there. Hey, some of you drew closer in the worst storm of your life when everybody else was looking for you to drift. Everybody else was looking for you to drift away. Everybody else was looking for you to quit. Everybody else thought you wouldn't come back to the house of God. Nobody thought you would even lift the name of the Lord Jesus again. Nobody thought you would read. How many of you set your Bible to the side and said, I'm not? Then you just couldn't help yourself. Said, I ain't going to talk to God again. But you just couldn't help yourself. I ain't going to worship him again. But you just couldn't help yourself. Praise God. That's what people are looking for. Do you have anything that anybody in this world wants? Because if you do, they'll come. They'll come. They'll come just to seek what you got because you're so contrary to everything else going on in the world. You better get to church. God wants you to go to church. You better get to church. Let me tell you something. If you make somebody so hungry for Jesus, they'll want to come to your church. Amen? I'm going to tell you, I don't really care if you come to church or not. I want you to come to Jesus. And if you'll come to Jesus, you'll get to church. Amen? That's why some of you, I don't like running into some folk because then they start giving me excuses before I can even say hello. Brother, I'm like, I just wanted to say, I'm going to come back. God, when you get here, praise God, we love you. It ain't that kind of deal. If you want that kind of deal, I'm not your guy. I love you. I'll come see you. I'll pray for you. I'll visit you when I can. But praise God, if you're just out there at the restaurant or something, don't worry. I ain't going to come accost you. And nor is God. That's you and God business. That's relationship. Whew. Boy, preacher, you're going to lose people. I ain't in this stuff. Gain or lose people. I want a bunch of people so radical, if we put Constantina wire and landmines around this place, you'd climb in here trying to get in anyway. That's what I want. I don't want somebody that has to be forced in here. I want somebody that says, I'm coming regardless of what you do. I'm coming regardless. Well, the church, let's go to point number two. Point number two is, go ye. This church ain't going to grow from an invasion from the world. Amen? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Show and tell what you got. Listen, this is my ministry. I'm supposed to preach here. I'm supposed to get you so stirred up, fired up, sanctified, and separated that you go out of here and tell somebody else about Jesus and they come back wanting what you got. Tell them with a smile. Tell them with some passion. Tell them with some fire. Amen? Have you told somebody about Jesus with some fire and some passion and some love? I'm talking about when they go, man, this dude loved me. He kind of cares about me. This girl cares about me. It seems like she just wants to pour into my life. It ain't about church. It's about they know this Jesus. Because let me tell you something. People come here on a church service and they might not get it. They might show up and we have a bad church service. Lord, I don't know if we will or not, but we ain't gonna try to have one. We ain't gonna have one on purpose. But they might come here and it might not be for them. Amen? But if you share the gospel with them, the good news, it is good news. You'll blow some people away if somebody starts talking about all their junk. Well, my marriage is messed up. My girlfriend, my car, my job. I'm mad. My mom and them. And my daddy and them. And then my wife. You just go, I got some good news. I'll be like, what? What is it? I got some good news for you. Jesus can straighten all that mess out for you. If you would just turn to Him, cry out to Him, accept who He is, He'll change your whole life. He'll straighten the whole mess out for you. And if He gets in you, then He might get in them. How do you know? He might not work for me. Well, listen, He worked for me, and if He'll work for me, He's no respecter, He'll work for you. Well, I love when people say, well, I ain't never seen Jesus work on nobody that does meth. I have. I ain't never seen Jesus work on somebody that's an alcoholic. I have. Amen. I ain't never seen Jesus work on somebody who just won't come to the house of God. Well, I have. Amen. Some of you need to get so anointed, so on fire for God, that somebody just has to come see what's going on here, and then all of a sudden they get ensnared and trapped in it. I mean, you need to tell them the whole story. You need to get there and say, man, I cried out to God. We praise God. That's another thing. Let's go to, y'all ready for point number three? Let's just do point number three while we're here. Why don't we worship so good while we're here that guess what? People would have to show up. Listen, even if they, never mind. Even if they didn't show up, even if they didn't come, the person you invited, the person you prayed for, the person you said, to get to the house of God. What if they don't come? Just worship anyway. I mean, just pour it out anyway. Come in here and worship like it's you talking to the King. I'm talking about, listen, some of you are bad. Oh, so-and-so gets excited. Oh, my aunt used to get excited. My grandmother used to get excited. You should have met old Aunt Bernice. She was a fireball. Well, what's wrong with you? And then can't you get a hold of it yourself? Praise God. When you come in, you worship God. I mean, seek Him. And let me get, and some of y'all right now, some of you are getting turned off because you know, I'm not a shouter. I ain't talking about always about shouting. That's the easy one. If God wants you to weep before Him, weep before Him. If He wants you to be totally silent and just worship Him on the inside, do that. If He wants you to come to the altar, come to the altar and pray. If He wants you to stand there with your hand up, just tell Him that you love Him, do that. Praise God. Just be obedient to God. So many times, I'm sorry, I get caught up and I think everybody's like me and they're not. I'm vocal, I'm loud, I'm expressive. But you know what? Some of the best times I ever had with God was sitting on the ground crying out to God saying, thank you for saving an old wretched sinner like me. That's one thing you can do. You want to have a great church, you want to have a big church, come in here and just pour it out to God every single time. Because if you draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you. He'll inhabit the praises of His people. If Jesus gets in this thing, everybody that shows up here will be like, man, I don't know what the people are like. Don't really care much about the pastor, but my God, He's in there. Then come to learn. Some of you come in here, you like you know everything. I'll just know it all. I don't care if you know it all. I don't care if you've heard it a million times. But don't you just like to hear about Jesus? Don't you like to hear God's word? Even if you heard something on me, have you ever ate something you'd eat again? I mean, my goodness, sometimes, hey, I go to a restaurant, I don't mind ordering a steak. I just kind of like them. Amen? Well, you had a steak last week. Yeah, and it was great. So I'll have it again. Don't you want to have something different? I kind of do, but I like that. Amen? I like variety too, but come in here and try to learn something. Come in here and try to learn something about God that you didn't know. Try to take something out of the message that you've never heard before. You want one more? This is going to be the best one. when you're running over. Because listen, it ain't an if. It's not an if. I'm telling you right now, it ain't an if. If you come in here and worship God and say, God, teach me. No, Lord, show me. You know what He'll do? He will pour it out on you. Amen? That's not an if. That's a when, and it's going to happen. When He does, and you come out of here full and overflowing. Amen? Have you ever left here full and overflowing? Don't save it for yourself. Pour some in somebody else's saucer. Amen? Let them taste. You hear what I just said? That's the whole message. Hey, I'm about overflowed, man. Listen, I'm not talking about, well, you got good programs. Yeah, I got good programs. Yeah, you got good words. Yeah, we got good words. You got to preach. Yeah, we got to preach. Here's what I want. Oh, my gosh. If you get down there, He's there. Jesus is in the building. I'm not the same Christian I was a year ago. I'm not. I want to. Yeah, I heard this in the message and it set me free. Service. And hey, it's what God did. Somebody came to me yesterday out of the women's conference. You know what they showed me? They said, you know what? I love the singing. I love the fellowship. I love the food. I loved all of it. But there was one part I loved more than all of it. And she had a picture of a little woman sitting behind another woman and had both her hands on her just praying for her. Amen? Listen, that's one of the sweetest places you'll ever be. When you leave here and say, there's people up there, when you're going down, they will touch you, pray for you, and love you despite of what's going on, and they'll just love you through it. In this lost and dying world, people need to hear that there's a place of refuge that you can run to and come to and find Jesus and find people that will love you. Don't be afraid to pour out what you got filled up with. Because some of you, you're just saving it for yourself. You got it. It's good. But you ain't telling nobody why it's so good. And if you're not careful, you'll get around some of your family and some of your friends and some people you work with, and you'll talk about everything else, but you won't talk about the good. You hear what I just said? I want you to get this. You'll talk about, well, I got a little issue here, and I got a little problem there, and I got this going on. Praise God, lost people don't need to hear that. Amen? If you got that kind of stuff going on, tell that to the one that matters most. Tell that to God. But when you're around them, tell them the thing that's got you fired up. Tell them the thing that's got you set on sale. Amen? Because when you tell that right there, they might act like they don't give a flip. They might just sit there and look at you and go, whatever. But man, when they leave, they'll sit there and go, man, they got something I ain't got. They're excited about something deeper than just trying to get through this world. I might go down there to the house of God where they assemble at and get hooked up with the Spirit of God, worship Him, learn, and get filled up and see how they encourage each other. Are you an encouragement in this church? Can I read that verse one more time? Do y'all mind? I didn't think you would. Because I skipped over it. I want you to hear it. Can I do it? Listen to this right here. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Exhorting one another. You know what that is? Fervent encouragement. Whew. I know the difference between encouragement and a rule. You better do this. Man, brother, I love you. I love you so much. God, I love seeing you come through that door. I love being here with you. You're one of my best friends in faith. I love you, sis. Man, it's good to see you. You make me smile. You make me happy. It's good. I love to see you worship despite the mess you're in. Amen. You know what that'll do for some people? I wasn't really going to come back Wednesday, but since they put it that way, I think I will. The Bible says it like this, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. Amen? Iron sharpens iron. We should make each other better, not worse. Do you encourage people to come? Do you encourage people to be better Christians? Do you encourage people to do that? This is a good message, but it's also a challenging message. Because in our mind, we can think one thing, but in reality, we're doing another. Amen? Here's where you could do some real good self-examination and maybe ask the tough questions. Amen? Am I coming to the house of God to worship, to learn, and then to pour out what I got to other people? As we all stand, as they come get a song of invitation.